If you look at the A5 project, back in 2006 in the St Andrews Agreement, the Irish government had committed to equally co-fund that project. But over the years, they've watered down that commitment substantially. So it's time to equally commit to that again, get behind the grassroots campaign that's emerging now, particularly in Tyrone. You know, we obviously have a dangerous road. We need it upgraded, and we need a commitment from the Irish government to that extent. Similarly with Derry Airport, it's time for the Irish government to get the Derry to Dublin Airlink reconnected again, to fund that. So we need actions, not words at this stage.
And we've seen, unfortunately, in recent days, another family devastated by a loss of life on the A5. And how many more families are going to be left in this situation?
It is absolutely scandalous when you look at the map of Ireland and you look at the transport links, be it roads, rail, air, but particularly when you look at the A5, you know, you see this population of about 500,000 in the northwest of Ireland and connected with a road like the A5, which is a dangerous road. And you can see again and again tragedies, unnecessary tragedies on that road. So we need it up and running, but we need the Irish government now to fully commit, as they did in 2006, to equally co-fund the road, to deliver equality for our people in this region, and also to look at the Derry to Dublin Airlink.